Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
That sure spells booze.
You will wind up wearing tattered shoes if you mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with Mr. Booze. Don't mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with B-double-O-Z. If you've been so stiff they thought you'd die, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify.
Testify. I want to testify.
Well, then cleanse yourself, my child. Cleanse yourself. Brothers and sisters, I happen to know this poor unfortunate soul and the fight she's waging against sin. That old devil hooch has turned her into the unsightly person you see before you. Give us your testimony, my child.
Well, it all began with Daddy.
Yeah?
He said drink helped him stay alive.
Yeah?
Do you know how old he was when he died?
No.
He was 25.
No.
That's why I gotta come clean.
Why?
Because I'm already 17.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame?
What's his name?
We know his name. His name is Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z. He don't ever choose. Any game you play with him, you lose. So don't mess with Mr. Booze.
If your head feels like it's 2 miles wide, you'll feel better once you testify. Testify.
Oh, yeah.
Testify.
I want to testify. I want to testify.
Well, come forward, dear brother. Come forward. You see here, ladies and gentlemen, a man who just last year was the United States Olympic heavyweight wrestling champion. Here he is, just a shadow of his former self, wasted in health, ravaged by sin. Oh, give us your testimony, dear brother.
I was cruel, and I was mean.
He was mean.
I was a no-good pickpocket.
A no-good pickpocket.
And then, you see, gin got me in its clutches there.
Sin got him in his clutches.
No, gin, I say, Reverend.
Gin, oh, I didn't hear the first part.
Oh, and that's why I needs forgiving.
Why?
Because my hand shakes so much now, I can't even make a living.
That's a shame.
What a shame.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame? His name is
Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z. You must refuse. You'll make the obituary news if you mess with Mr. Booze.
If you've been so stiff that thought you'd die, you'll feel better once you testify.
Testify.
Oh, yeah.
Testify.
Oh, yeah.
I want to testify. Oh. I want to testify.
Man, you don't have to.
Oh, but I want to.
Oh, let the bum testify.
Okay, then put down that demijohn and come up forward here and let us lead you on the path of righteousness. Not long ago, brothers and sisters, this helpless soul was the foremost brain surgeon in this grand and glorious country. Success was smiling down upon him. Well, go ahead now. Tell us your story. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Let me tell. You see, I use spirits for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
I manufactured it for medicinal purposes only.
Yeah.
Then I started drinking what I manufactured until I drank myself out of a hell of a business for medicinal purposes only.
That's right.
Now, alcohol makes a big man small and can lead to a life crime.
Demon rum makes a gin a bum and you can cash in before your time.
And bootleg gin puts you in a spin till you don't even know your name.
Your basket case flat on your face is only one guy to blame.
Oh, Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze, Mr. B-double-O-Z, don't ever choose, 'cause you'll wind up wearing tattered shoes if you mess with Mr. Booze.
Oh, Mr. Booze now.
Oh, Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess with D-double-O-Z, 'cause that spells booze, and you gotta lose with Mr. Booze.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess around with Mr. Boo.
Don't mess with Mr. Boo.
Oh, what are you saying now?
Don't mess with Mr. Boo.
Why? Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Boo. Don't mess with Mr.